Hey, welcome to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. I just read an article about being overwhelmed and how to reduce some of our anxiety. Sometimes we get overwhelmed and stressed based on school or trying to, you know, keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. Or if you're working, sometimes you get stressed out there. There are a lot of things that can do it. And so when we think about how we handle those things, there are ways to reduce stress. Now, obviously, you're not going to quit school. You're not going to quit your job. And you're still going to go after your dreams, which sometimes they're hard. Sometimes you're going to hit those snags. We've talked about this many, many times. Things are not always going to go the smoothest. So how do we deal with it? Your body is built to handle stress and anxiety for short periods. It's really not designed to handle it for years and years on end. So the Today Show had a segment that talked about being overwhelmed and how to reduce anxiety in times of stress. And they came up with a good, pretty good list. The first one is they talk about focusing on your breathing. Now, we've talked about the 4-7-8 breathing before. This one actually is 5-5-5 breathing. It says set a timer for 3 minutes, focus on your breath, and then take a breath through your nose while you count to five. And then hold your breath for five counts, and then exhale for five counts. And then repeat it, and you'll notice that the breath gets deeper and deeper each time. And you do that for 3 minutes. And if you think that that isn't enough, you can always do it for another 3 minutes. But that's a good way to break up your day. If all of a sudden you've got a big report due, or you have to speak in front of a class, or whatever it is, you need that little bit of calming. And in soccer, we used to talk to kids when they were getting ready to kick the ball, and if they wanted to kick it far, they had to relax. There were so many times they were so tense, and they'd go to kick and they would miss it. It would go off their foot the wrong way. Take that quick breath. Take that deeper breath if possible, and just try and relax your body just for that moment. And then all of a sudden, it'll go the way you want it to go. So again, 5-5-5 is what they suggest. Taking that deep breath through your nostrils, holding it, and then exhaling it all for the count of five. Another thing that they mention is take a break from your phone. I don't care who you are. If you are on your phone constantly, you are seeing lots of information, you're seeing misinformation, you're seeing what other people's lives look for or look at for, you know, from a really strong, high-level point of view that says their life is great and they're doing much better than you, which in reality we know may or may not be true. But it also, it creates this tense and anxiety and unrest within you because you always have to be checking. You always have to be checking. Did somebody like my post? Did somebody, put the little heart next to my Instagram? Stop. It's not that important. Your emails will wait. Your text messages will wait. Your checking of social media will wait. Even though it's all very addictive. And you want to stay on top of things so they don't get out of hand. Which I fully get. My email can get hundreds and hundreds of emails deep. It can take a while to get out of it. So you want to stay on top of it. But in reality, you need to get away from your phone for a little while. Take a pause. One of the things that's also good for your phone is if you turn it off, all the way off, let it shut all the way down and let it sit for 5 to 10 minutes. Your phone needs a break too. It's probably on 24/7 and probably weeks and weeks on end, if not a year or two. Your phone needs a break too. And what it does when it shuts down all the way, it also will sever any connections that it's made that maybe you don't want to have. We know we've talked about people trying to break into your phone or trying to get close to you and then, you know, scan what your information is from your phone, turn your phone off. So it's not only good for you, but it's also good for your phone. And in turn, they do say there are apps, which obviously will use your phone, but for meditation. If you're looking for meditation, there's videos out there, there's music out there, there's guided meditation. And if you don't know how to meditate or haven't meditated before, the basic idea is breathing. And I think I had a whole segment on meditation quite a while ago. But meditation is supposed to really help your mind clear out. It's supposed to help your breathing. It's supposed to help your body and helps you to relax. Those things are important. So if you have a meditation ritual that you follow now, keep trying it. If you don't have one, check with somebody who you might know who has one, or check online. It's easy to look up on a search meditation. You can do 5 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, whatever time frame you want. There's most likely a video already for it or a guided meditation for it. So you can find those. Some are going to be paid, where you gotta pay a little bit for it. Others, maybe not. There are some daily meditations out there that I've seen that might be also good if you need those. Next on their list is listening to a relaxing song. Music therapy has been around for a long time. People have used it to help calm themselves when they are stressed. And music, research shows, has helped with stress-related disorders. So if you are listening to hard rock, if that helps you to meditate or helps you to relax, you know, have at it. If it takes classical music or, you know, something else, that's fine too. It's whatever type of music you find relaxing. Take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and you know, walk away from your desk, walk away from that homework for a few minutes and get that relaxation in. Another one, having a relaxing cup of tea. And I don't know about you, I actually like tea, but I know there are a lot of people out there who don't. Tea can be very calming. As we know, tea leaves are grown, and there are a lot of medicinal factors that and benefits that tea leaves have. Having that cup of tea maybe can help. And obviously, if you can, no caffeine in that tea would be a benefit. There's lots of different teas out there that you can try. Maybe a little bit of honey if you need a little bit of sugar or sweetness in it. But that cup of tea can definitely be a way to help you relax. And the last one they talk about is going outside for a few minutes. Walking, it really does have some benefits. And that doesn't mean walking and plugging in to a conference call. While sometimes that might be needed, but exercising, unplug and just take that walk, take that bike ride, go for that run and listen to the music of the world around you. I mean, birds chirping in the trees, kids playing and laughing, rustling of animals, you know, digging for food in the ground or whatever it is. The world actually has its own music that we can listen to if we're actually listening, and we try to get out of our head. Try not to bring your work and your homework and all of that with you when you go for your walk or for whatever exercise you go for. It's important that you actually do unplug during that time. You know, yoga is another thing that isn't on this list, but there's lots of different ways to do yoga and to breathe. You know, it's belly breathing, it's nostril breathing, it's holding breaths in. I've heard of something called lion's breath and breath of fire. Those are things that I don't really know much about, but I've heard those terms before, and there are ways also for helping to release stress and to relieve your body of that anxiety or that overwhelming feeling. So with that, I thank you for listening. Hopefully this will help you to relax a little bit, or at least find times to relax. You know, it's not always going to be a perfect world, but the world around us does have some incredible sounds. It does have some incredible relaxation for us to take, and we just have to take hold. With that, thank you for listening. To my kids, I love you. Hopefully this is helpful for you somewhere down the road. And for all of you, I hope you find ways to relax throughout your day. Thanks again for listening. Bye.